Welcome back to the Law of Attraction Secrets podcast. This guy literally does not need a bio. He is the king of tax. Sitting with me today, it's one of my nearest and dearest. I absolutely adore him. You've seen him on my Instagram and I'm talking about engineered tax services. He's in charge of the tax policies for the US. He's the guy that makes things a write-off. There are certain things that just get written off and this is the person that helps us with these things. Amongst many other things, billionaire, someone you're going to learn so much from. If you're into making your money multiply, apply and making it matter, this is the episode for you. Welcome to the show, Julio Gonzalez.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for coming. I am so excited. I literally love every moment that we get together.
So fun.
It's always, we're always laughing.
What are we riding off today?
The shopping district.
Yeah, the design district's
right,
nearby.
Right. I mean, last time we went crazy at Louis.
That's fun.
You went nuts and you said it's all a tax write-off. I was like, great. We had so much fun. Okay, let's go. I have so many wonderful things to ask you. Why do so many successful entrepreneurs still overpay in taxes?
Yeah, I just don't think they are aware of the tax credits, the tax incentives, the grants. And typically they have an account that just doesn't have access to those either, right? So they miss it, right? There's the big discrepancy between the Fortune 500 who pay maybe 10% in taxes and small businesses that pay about 50% of their net revenue in taxes. Maybe more if you're in California, Natasha.
Really? Maybe California more. Is horrendous. More there. And is that why most people live in Florida or Puerto Rico?
Well, welcome to Florida, right?
Yeah, I love it. It's so
How beautiful. Is it?
So wonderful.
Listen, California is great, but the taxes are
The taxes tough. Are horrendous. Do you think that they'll ever make something awesome out there too for taxes?
No, I don't think so.
Why? It's just a different state?
It's just so far to the other extreme. Even right. if it came back halfway, right? It's still right. the extreme.
Right. So it's just a completely different land. Almost. Yeah. I get it. Okay, so what is the difference between filing taxes and having an actual tax strategy? Because there's a big difference.
Well, I would say 99% of the people file taxes without a tax strategy. A tax strategy is working all year on estimating what your taxes are going to be and then starting to use the tax code, tax law, tax incentives, tax grants to see how I can trade a tax liability for an asset and ultimately create more wealth and preserve more wealth. So I think that's the difference.
Something you taught me was, which your company ETS does, is open a nonprofit. And most people struggle to get those opened. You guys did it in a click of a heartbeat. It was so awesome. The process was seamless. I loved it. Like having ETS do that for me was so cool. So for anyone out there that is looking at ways of making their money save and, you know, getting strategies around your funds, this is a great thing to
do. Well, it's great that you did that, right? Because now you have a tax-exempt entity that also has much more eligibility for grants.
Yeah,
I think that's a good thing.
Grants is such a big thing. Let's talk about it for a minute. You are the king of grants. Like, you show people how to get free money.
Well, Natasha, 1 in 100 women apply for grants. That's a big gap, right? All the Fortune 500 companies get grants. Elon Musk got the most grants in our country.
He did it off grants?
Of course he did. Most of the businesses do, right? They get that government contracts and the grants, and they prosper. But meanwhile, women entrepreneurs, a lot of the people that follow you, 1% of them apply for grants.
That is going to change, girls. Now you're going to understand about free money and making it matter. So how does somebody apply for a grant? I know I have mine in process right now with you guys.
Thank goodness.
Thank God, literally. I'm so excited. And it will go to the nonprofit because we're doing great work with it.
Doing great work.
So how do you make money, like, multiply? What's the quickest way to make money multiply? Should you get a grant first? And what do you do?
I think the best ways to get free capital are grants, government contracts, which are eligible for women entrepreneurs as well, and then mitigating taxes, right? Because if it's going out 50% to California and the federal government, that's a lot to lose, right? So we got to get that down.
So you have to go and apply for grants. So you can text ETS. You can text the word grant.
Grants to 26786.
26786. I'm going to put the link below. And then they can apply, literally like that.
Yeah, I think that's great. Because, you know, even Costco last week came out with grants for women. And you got to apply, right? But no one knows about these things, right?
Whoa, Costco?
Costco, like they want to advertise and be great supporters of women entrepreneurs in their communities. And sometimes they pick a community. Sometimes it's Target. Sometimes it's Walmart. Sometimes it's big box stores. Sometimes it's the federal government. Sometimes it's the state government. Sometimes it's local. Maybe it's a foundation. Maybe it's family office. So many of these organizations are trying to help their communities, and a lot of them are geared towards women entrepreneurs. But again, we got to get the women entrepreneurs to apply.
So interesting. Okay, why do billionaires seem to understand the tax code differently from everyone else?
I think they just have better accounts. I think that's it. I think a lot of accounts are maybe just a little better than H&R Block.
Right.
Which means that you're probably going to pay 50% of whatever you make in taxes, right? Because a lot of accounting firms don't have access to the tax credits. Mm-hmm. They don't have access to the grants. They don't have access to the tax programs. They don't have tax attorneys on staff, so you can't have access to the tax law. So you give up 90% of all the ways to eliminate taxes by not having really a good accounting firm that has those resources.
And you guys have a really good accounting firm. So people
A resource to, you know,
the best accountants.
Thousands of accounting firms, giving them these resources so that we can help with tax equality here in our country.
Tax equality is so important.
I think so.
Love that. And I love the way that you are an activist for it. Like, you are so at the forefront. You're like the king of tax. You're nicknamed the king of tax.
Well, we don't have to give all our capital away. Right? And I see so many small businesses pay so much in taxes. And how can you survive when you're giving 50% of your net profits to the government? It's hard, right? Like, if you can lower that and save more, then you can hire employees. You can market. You can hire people like yourself, right?
Yes.
To help them expand their business.
Oh, amen.
You're a write-off if they hire you.
I am a write-off. I tell people, hire me.
Maybe you're the best write-off they have. They'd rather pay you and write you off than pay the taxes, right?
Absolutely.
Why give it to the IRS when they can give it
and
to you?
And they also have a nonprofit. So they can also
help them.
Yeah, it can help them with giving at that time of year to a great cause with things that benefit them tremendously.
Yeah.
So it's so wonderful. Okay, I want to talk about entrepreneurship and scaling. How did you build on Engineered Tax Services into a national company?
You know, slowly, unfortunately, right? I just did it from the capital I preserved through tax planning, right?
Yeah.
So at least I had that. I didn't take in private equity money. I didn't want to have another boss.
Wow.
But, you know, I think the smart firms bring in private equity, bring in the grants, bring in the government contracts.
But you didn't?
And do better on taxes. No, but, you know,
it's
so it just took a long time, right?
It's amazing. I mean, it's remarkable, your journey.
And right, you're independent as well, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's just me, and I love that because I don't want a boss, you know? I got offered a contract.
You're unbossable.
I am unbossable, babe. That is such a good term.
Right.
I love that.
Yeah.
You have to be unbossable if you want to be the best at yourself.
Yeah.
If you want to win and be the best of who you are, because you don't want to be second place to somebody else.
No.
There isn't even a place for second place. There is only first place to yourself.
Right.
You know, that's all there is, which
I look for your nonprofit to give away grants to, like, all these amazing women.
Yes. Oh, I can't wait. We have so many ideas of people and companies and groups of ladies, girls, single moms, women who struggle and women who want to start a business.
That's what the grants are for.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm so glad you're helping them.
Oh, I love this stuff. It's so fun. How and what was the hardest stage of scaling the business?
You know, I think it's just those incidents that happened, whether it was 9/11, when I started the company, whether it was the financial crisis of 2008, maybe it was COVID, and, you know, that onset, that, you know, you never forget those things. You don't know how you're going to wake up and do business the next day. I mean, how did you handle COVID?
Very well. I just used it as a platform to grow. There was
no
choice. I grew. And I decided I wasn't going to, I decided in the moment when the world got shut down, oh my goodness, what does everybody need? Be the problem solver, be the solution. The gap in the market was people are going to need help and support, and they're going to need expansion with who they want to be now. And so I was going to be that. And there are other things that they need, but that doesn't go into my reign of expertise. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'm going to focus on being the guiding light that they need through this time. And so I was exceptionally busy. I didn't have a day off.
That's so great. I didn't know how to pivot. Like, you know, where do my employees work? Where do they go?
Wait, because I didn't have employees. So what did you do?
I mean, you know, everyone was in a building and then they all went home and we had to, like, figure out how to get him up into the cloud. We had to figure out all these things, but I'm like, you just worked hard, right?
Exactly.
But who knew? I didn't see that one coming. Nor how can anyone have been ready for that one?
I mean, the UK was shut down like crazy.
We weren't shut down, fortunately, here in Florida.
You what?
No, not at all.
You could go outside.
Outside, it was like normal. But
really?
But thank goodness we had.
Oh, great. I'm glad. Florida is the best place to live. I mean, for people who have good wealth, I think it's the place to be. I think if you're, you know, we always say in life, the middle class are the ones that suffer, right?
No doubt.
You've taught me this because I think this came from you, actually. You say the lower class have help from the government and from people, and the upper class have, you know, we're essentially taught from a young age how to manage money, trusts and funds and the things that, you know, you're taught it is a different realm. You know how to make your money save in the bank and do certain things. And it's the middle class who are just getting by that have no idea how to get all these tax exclusions and how to get these tax exemptions. And
I know.
You know,
in California, it keeps raising the taxes, the millionaire tax, the billionaire tax, right? And everyone leaves because they don't want to pay it. So it gets stuck on the middle class.
It's so
in California. So brutal.
I know. And that's why I love Florida. Why do you advocate for tax equality?
Because I think everyone should be able to work hard and keep their capital to grow their businesses and not suffer the consequences of having to work that hard and give half of it back, or work for 20 years and then have half of it back when you sell your business, right? Mm. You're working, you're going to create this empire, you're going to become my age one day, and then you're going to sell it in California and the federal government are going to want half, but obviously, there's better ways for tax planning when you're selling, when you're growing your business, right? It's so vital.
So vital. Do small business owners have access to the same opportunities as major corporations?
They do.
They
have actually more access, right? Because a lot of the tax benefits expire after a certain revenue amount. So it's really geared for the small businesses. In fact, in 2025, when we did the new tax bill, we had 108 new tax opportunities for small businesses that are only for small businesses, so, you know, or individuals. So it was really geared to helping, you know, everyone, the hardworking individuals.
Gosh, so interesting. What should every American understand about the relationship between taxes and economic growth?
Well, I just think that taxes are set in our tax code to really penalize certain things, right? And reward certain activity. You want to be an entrepreneur? There's a lot of ways to get tax deductions and be rewarded for that. If you get into real estate, if you buy jets, if you get all these things, you know, the tax code is really geared to reward effort, entrepreneurship, right?
Mm.
And it penalizes a lot of people that don't have those access and those opportunities.
Wow. So somebody
wants... then they have no deductions, right?
Right. So how can somebody know about that? Do they go to like your company? Who do they apply for, like a great tax strategist?
Yeah, I mean, that's right. Now we have ChatGPT or any of these things. They should just go right there. They can get my book here, right?
Yes.
Thanks for letting me show this.
Oh my gosh, we love it. Why billionaires
selfish little
love
plug
the
there.
No, please keep plugging because I love it.
Okay.
Why billionaires love the tax code. I have one of these on my desk and you're right. This is where they can get the answers.
But yeah, let's just go to AI and put in, I do this kind of business. I do makeup. I do hair.
Right.
And what can I do for tax planning purposes? Just to help you utilize some of the tools out there that we didn't have for the last 40 years.
Right. Exactly. Right? And that is, I mean, genius. The fact that we can go on AI and ask it what peptides we need.
Yeah, that's great, right? Which ones?
Well, yeah, literally. You love peptides too.
I love them.
Oh, I've started taking... Okay, so I went to this factory in Vegas. Mm-hmm. I should tell you about it. And they do soluble peptides.
So it's compound pharmacy?
Yeah. And they've proven, they showed us the stats and the numbers. They've proven that it's just as absorbable through liquid than it is injecting.
Yeah,
I
think
shocked.
So. Through the soft gels, right? I agree.
Really? So I've been taking Glow every morning.
You drink it?
Yeah.
Oh, I love
it's
it.
It's in a tiny little thing. You just put like drops in. It's
amazing. Well, I shoot Glow in through the stomach every
you
day.
You Glow, babe.
So do you Glow.
Thank you. I just started on day 6.
Oh my God. See, it's working
Is
already.
Is it working?
Everything's perfect.
Oh, thank you. You know what? I really look after myself. I go to bed early. I don't drink. Okay, I have the odd glass of red wine, and I don't think that's ever harming anybody. But I really don't touch liquor, and I don't do any other form of substance or anything that would affect my temple.
Just the peptides.
Right, peptides. I just started on that, but I do love peptides passionately. Like, I feel they are something that everybody could eventually benefit from.
We have to give them equal access.
Right.
I feel like we should have peptide equality.
Yeah.
Like, honestly.
My mother does them. Do you know what's so funny? The other day
I didn't even
like,
know they allowed them there.
Yeah. They do. She takes Moderna, what do you call it?
Okay, yeah.
That one.
The
sounds
GLP,
like,
yeah.
Yeah. And I said, Mom, that's a peptide. She said, really? I just thought it was a weight loss thing. I said, no, that's a peptide. It's actually good for you. Mm. Apart from the weight loss. Like, you know, people have dramatically, you know, some people need to build their muscle after, but that's a separate conversation. Okay, so what should... let's talk about health for a minute, because I do think health is just as important. What should somebody start with? You're massive in health. You absolutely love it. You have your own clinic that you built literally for yourself and these wonderful people. And you're very close to some of the most powerful individuals in the world. I mean, Trump shouted you out in his speech. That was phenomenal. So going on to you now in health, what do you think is the first thing someone can do to benefit their health?
Blood work. I think they should go get blood work and find out where they're deficient.
So good.
And get the roadmap.
Yes.
And then we can start plugging away. But I think you go to the regular hospitals and they don't really do that great of blood work, right? They only check a couple of panels. But if you go to longevity clinic, they're going to check for thousands of things in your blood, right? Mm. And then they're going to start diagnosing, how do we do better?
So good.
Like, so I think I would start there.
Start there. Okay, I do.
Start with just doing it, right?
Yeah. What's your favorite thing for biohacking right now? What's something that you absolutely love that is benefiting you?
Well, I just think at my age, you know, the hormone therapy is good.
Yes.
You know, the NAD is good. The peptides are good.
You do NAD as a IV?
Both. I inject it as well.
Mm, I love NAD. I think that's been around. I feel like people have only just woken up to it, but it's been around for like 10 years.
Yeah, it's great.
I love it passionately. I think that's great. There's a few others I love as well. Do you like red light therapy?
Love it.
Yeah.
I love saunas.
Me too. Oh,
I haven't done the cold plunge yet, but maybe I need to.
No, I don't like the cold plunge. I can't bear the cold. Do you like cryo?
I've tried it.
I hated it. You liked
it? I made it like 5 minutes.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, that was pretty
good,
right? Well done. Thanks.
No, that's really amazing. Yeah. No, I'm not into the cold. Like, I just think there's other things you can do. If the sweating does it, then why do we not just do it that way?
I prefer that too.
Me too. I do a lymphatic drainage, and at the end, they wrap me in this thick, special. Like,
it's so good, right? You feel great.
So good. The biggest sweat of my life.
I love it.
And then they pull out the sheet thing, and you see this like bag of sweat. It's insane.
Yeah, it really is.
It
tremendous.
Puts everything else to shame in terms of how to get the detox out of our body. I think it is so beautiful. I love that right now. I'm into really natural things too, like Qigong. I do it like naked in my garden every morning, just stand barefoot on the ground. Or I swim in the ocean when I'm here in Miami.
So good.
So good. Like natural things.
Swimming's great, right?
And also I eat sunlight. Have you tried that?
No.
Yeah, so you just like eat it.
Really?
Literally eat sunlight.
I haven't
sunlight.
Tried that one.
They say it's... Well,
I thought it was an apple a day.
There's an apple a day, right? But then there's also sunlight. There's a photo back in, I believe, in one of the wars. I don't know which one. There's a photo of all these children sitting on a bed outdoors. Mm. And what were they doing? They were treating them. Their medicine was sunlight.
Ah, I love it. The vitamin D.
And that
it makes sense.
Right. So the vitamin D is so powerful. So
we can go for a walk afterwards.
Yes. I love the sunlight. The sunlight is just, and you have a lot of sun here.
Yeah, we'll go just walk through the design district. Get some sun.
Oh, get some sun and then get some things as a write-off.
That's right.
I even love it too much. It's so exciting. Okay. I want to pivot onto legacy and generational wealth.
Mm-hmm.
You've created legacy beyond legacy. You're somebody who, you know, we speak of your name and Julio, you know, they know about you and they know about you in a great way. And it's so beautiful. And you created that legacy. But generational wealth is something that I think everybody and legacy can do in their life at some point. How can business owners turn tax savings into investment capital?
Yeah, at least now with tax savings, you have the capital.
Right.
But it matters what you do with it. I always see that the people that do the most with it are the ones that invest in themselves. Like, you don't become Natasha by spending all the money you make.
Right.
Right. You keep pouring it into yourself. Yes. I see that you're growing your company. It's crazy. Yeah. Like, you got more Instagram followers than me. How are you doing it? It's impressive.
I do things like the giveaway I just did.
Yeah, I love that.
So the giveaway is something that if you look on it, it says, follow this page and share it with X amount of people and follow all these pages.
I love that. You got to teach me that.
I will. Actually, I should connect you because that's a great way to get so many new people on you. The other thing is streaming. Mm-hmm. So after this, I'm going to be streaming and I'm doing that with Jorge Masvidal, who's a fighter.
Yeah.
And so he's
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Yeah. So we're streaming together live and those sorts of things bring so many eyeballs. Like, it's just incredible. We do it on these like streaming platforms. Did you see that the other day? I don't know if you saw this. Kai Cenat, who's one of the biggest, 1.2 million people on his YouTube live.
Incredible.
Absolutely phenomenal. Like, phenomenal. And then he had 800,000 people at any one time, which means across the course of 5 hours he was on there. I cannot even imagine how many millions of people tuned in. That's bigger than any TV show.
Did you go to school for this? Like, honestly, like, I went to school for accounting. Like, how was I supposed to learn about social media?
Yeah, no, but you AI, do well like, with it. You do well like, with it.
We weren't taught that. How did you learn it?
Through practice and falling down. I realized.
But you realized it was important.
So important.
You invested in it.
So I think I got to the party late. What happened was Instagram started and all the people had their first place on it. And I was like, oh, that's another app. It'll just disappear. And I was so wrong. And I have never looked at something like that again. As soon as a new app comes out and my friends who are in those circles mm-hmm. are speaking about it, I go and make myself a page, whether I use it or not. And I just keep it there until there's enough spoken about on it when I'm going to go to it early. If you are an early adopter to any app, I was an early adopter to Clubhouse. That's how I grew millions of followers to start.
Yeah, see, I don't even know that one.
So Clubhouse was where it began. But Clubhouse doesn't really, like, who uses Clubhouse anymore? It was during COVID. So everybody was on Clubhouse, which Oprah went on, and Damon John introduced me. Every person who was on the app had three introductions. And they're like three tickets you can give to three people that you know, trust, you care about, whatever, and you can invite three people. And because I was introduced to the app, you know, the beginning of COVID, and the world is shut down and we're all on this app and everybody's on there, by somebody who was very powerful, Shark Tank Damon John, everybody instantly said, when they saw my name, introduced by Damon John, who is that? So really, I have to give thanks to him because he has made my name what it is in this field. So he was great at, you know, putting me on a pedestal. And so from there, I then used the app. It was an audio only app. So people would still use it today.
I don't even remember this.
I know. So exactly. So there are rooms and inside these rooms, they're labeled. It'll be like investing, accounting, marketing, dating. And you go and choose one of the rooms. It's just there's no visual, right? There's a visual, but there's no, you see a photo of somebody. Mm-hmm. One room will have 10,000 people. One room will have 200 people. One room will have 500 people, 1,000, et cetera. You go through, you choose a room, right? Let's go into dating. And now there's a platform and there's lots of people on the stage talking. You can just hear them and listen. And then they say, okay, and we're going to bring up somebody from the audience. And then they bring somebody up. And I had a room on there, my own room. And that's how it all started for me. I created a room called Law of Attraction Secrets, hence the name of the podcast. So I had all these people in one place on Clubhouse. Mm. And then I moved them from there after COVID. I had 25,000 people every Sunday.
Every Sunday?
Every Sunday.
Hmm.
Across the course of 4 hours, I would have 25,000 people through the room. That 25,000 people turned into millions and millions of followers. And then after COVID, as soon as I went on stage, pshong.
I mean, not many people on this whole planet have over 20 million followers on Instagram. How did you do it? I think it's just so staggering
to me. Posting all the
me.
Time. Using every single feature that they bring out, collaborating with people who have massive followings mm-hmm. and going on their pages, having shout outs, the giveaways. I do giveaways all the time. Just things like that. Consistency, mm-hmm. a lot of consistency, a lot of input.
Like, it makes sense, but how do you find people to collaborate with?
Depends. For me, it's at the level now where they come to me and be like, let's do something.
Yeah.
Pre this, I would just go to them with value. Hi, my name's Natasha, and I have 1 million followers on this platform. I've got an email list of 50,000.
How would you get to them?
DM them until they answered.
I see.
And if you have a blue tick and you have millions of followers next to your name, they usually open the door and say yes. And then I'd invite them on this. So when I invited them on this 5 years ago, you know, everybody from, who was the first guest, Dave Meltzer, Damon came on when it first opened. He called me the other day and said, whilst I was in Miami, and he said, yo, I need to come on your show again because I came on the first time when you just started and now your show is
incredible.
You know, here we are. And I was like, absolutely. Oh my goodness. Of course. So, you know, here we are. But yeah, honestly, consistency, just being great at one thing that you're so good at and continuing that. So personal branding for me is my absolute passion. I love teaching people personal branding with the point of mindset too. Mindset's a big part of what I teach. I teach two completely different things, but I do overlap them all the time because it's confidence, and confidence comes from deep gratitude. I just have deep gratitude for life, you know, like you. You have amazing gratitude. Impressive.
Well, but then I think we both want to give back.
We both want to give back. You see,
I think we care.
We care. But like then I look at people like you and I'm like, this is the most impressive thing ever because there are very few people in the world who have made $1 billion. Like that is so impressive. In fact, on that note, give us your final three tips on how to become a billionaire.
Well, maybe you'll agree with me that it takes a lot of hard work. Like you have to outwork everyone, right? Like that's what I see you do every day. You don't stop, right? You get on the jets, you go do these videos, you go post the content, you go collaborate, and then you have to surround yourself with great people. For me, it's amazing employees. And I think I just care more than others. I want so many people to have tax equality and grant equality.
So beautiful. You're so good at it as well. I love it. You're leading the way in such a phenomenal way. Okay, I want to play a quick game. Now we're here, which is so exciting. Rapid fire.
Okay.
Just answer the first thing that comes to your mind. Wealth or freedom?
Freedom.
Tax preparation or tax strategy?
Tax strategy.
Real estate or business ownership?
Business ownership with a close real estate.
Most underrated tax incentive?
Opportunity zones.
Biggest financial mistake entrepreneurs make?
I think the biggest mistake is not getting a good accountant.
Wow, I'd agree. One book every business owner should read?
Oh, well, can we plug this one again?
Yes, of course.
Why not? All right, great. Thank you for doing that.
The Billionaire, Why Billionaires Love the Tax Code. That's the book. Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, I love it.
By Julio Gonzalez. You guys can go and Google that and get it. The link is below as well. Fill in the blank. The tax code rewards people who?
Are entrepreneurs and invest in themselves.
Beautiful. Julio, for the entrepreneur listening who is working hard, earning well, but still feels like too much money is disappearing, what's the first step that they should take today?
Yeah, I would say get on AI. And put in what you're doing as a business owner and ask AI to suggest tax codes, tax incentives that they can take advantage of, and then have them go take that to their accountant. Be proactive. Like you're being proactive with your health, right? You could be like 99% of the world and just go to the doctor every year, annual visit, don't do the blood panels, don't look at peptides, don't do the stem cells, all those things. But it's the same with wealth, right? You got to be proactive. So I would suggest that.
Love that. Oh, it's been such a pleasure having you today, my love. You're so amazing. Julio Gonzalez, you are such an inspiration in the world. I know that so many people are going to love this episode. If you've enjoyed this episode, make sure you share it with a friend. Maybe there's somebody out there today who will benefit from this. Maybe there is a friend, family member, somebody that you work with that really needs to learn about the true tax codes. I am so honored to have you here. Thank you for being here. I hope you guys have enjoyed this as much as me. We'll see you again next time for more. Bye for now.